Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. Albert Einstein said that. Thank you for joining Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on OM Times. Grab a nice cup of tea, get into some comfortable clothes, grab a nice seat by the fire or somewhere warm as fall, this fall day kicks in, and let's have an inspirational and spiritual conversation on the topic of mediumship. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, here in Seattle, Washington, coming to you live. And just want to again thank our inspired listeners all around the globe for always tuning in every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern here on Inspired Radio. And over clear across the country in the beautiful state of Virginia is my co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Mark, and hello to all of our inspired listeners. I want to say thank you, too, from this end of the country and this end of the world for being with us today and every Wednesday. It is an absolutely beautiful day, fall day here in Virginia, and I had the blessing of being able to walk out in the woods next to the river here for an hour and a half today with a beautiful new friend that I met in Richmond, and the morning couldn't have been better. And that's, boy, I'll tell you, if there's anything that inspires you, it's nature and nice company, mm-hmm. friendship, and conversation. So I'm already inspired, and I'm excited about our show today and the topic of mediumship. I am the founder of my bi-coastal spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen, with offices in Encino, California, and Richmond, Virginia. And if there's anything that I can do to help support you in the way of readings, healings, or using the power of your mind with hypnotherapy, I would love to hear from you, and I'd love to work with you. You can learn more about the work that I'm doing at lovefirst.info. I do have a couple of announcements. I will be at the Alchemist Bookstore doing readings this Friday on the 27th. If you'd like a reading, you can book your session now. You can stop in and visit this lovely spiritual bookstore. It really has a very nice feel to it and really, really nice things inside. I'm also going to be working at the Richmond Mind, Body, and Spirit event on Saturday, November 11th. And there's going to be all kinds of great practitioners there, wellness practitioners doing demonstrations and also doing mini sessions. So thank you for being with us. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can learn more about what it is we're doing here on Inspired Living Radio every week. You can send through any questions or comments or suggestions for us. You can also listen to all of our archives on OM Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. And every week you can call in with your questions live. If you want to join us live on air, the number here is 202-570-7057. You know, we have our guests come on the show with just a wealth of knowledge and wisdom. And I just want to encourage our listeners to take advantage of that. It's great to listen in, but if there's something that they can help support you with or give you clarity on or some tips or pointers, anything like that, take advantage of this great wealth of knowledge that we have with us every week and today as we talk about mediumship. We're not going to be doing live readings today because I know that our listeners like that too, and there's certainly a place and a time for that, but we are going to be taking questions. If you have questions on your path to mediumship, certainly do call in or send them through. Every month we have an inspired affirmation, and for the month of October, this month the affirmation is, today I create a wonderful new day and a wonderful new future. Back to you, Mark.
Thanks, Kim. I love that. And I just want to just take a quick second. We're going to have a great show today talking with Jackie Wright from England, Live from England, and her new book, Pathway to Mediumship. But I want to just give an inspired listening shout out to a good friend, a colleague, a mentor of mine who passed into the spirit world this weekend at a very young age. And I just want to give a shout out. Now that we're talking about mediumship, I know that she can hear this in the spirit world. And I just want to say thank you to Kay Ballinger for your friendship, your guidance, and your mentoring, for having me to be on this path, to be even on the radio talking with all the inspired listeners around the globe. So I just want to send out an inspired listening shout out to her. May she rest in peace. If you want to find out more about the work that I'm doing here in Seattle, please visit marklenehart.com. You can enter the Intuitive Prospector or the Seattle Seer. And I do have an event this weekend up in Canada. If you are up in the Mission Ridge, Coquitlam, or Surrey area, Mission Canada, I will be doing a demonstration on Saturday evening. There are a few seats available, and a workshop on Sunday, Reaching Higher on Your Spiritual Path. So if you want to get tickets through Eventbrite, please visit marklenehart.com for more information. Okay, so let's get into this wonderful show. I want to talk about mediumship. I want to bring somebody that's well-versed and knowledgeable in this area. And it's interesting because my journey actually started back in 2013, where I first met Jackie Wright. I was looking to go to England to study for my very first time at the prestigious Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England. And my first tutor that I was drawn to was Jackie Wright. And it was an amazing week. This was many years ago. She was on our first radio show over on a different network. And it's 3 years later, and she's coming back to Inspired Living. Jackie was brought up strict religious family, but always had a feeling that her father, who had died when she was six, was around her. And due to the religious attitude of her family, she could not voice this feeling, and so tried to ignore and suppress the feeling she had. And I think a lot of us have been there when we feel spirit around. It wasn't not until some years later, after the death of her mother, that Jackie's sister begged her to go to a spiritual church there in England. And Jackie reluctantly agreed to meet her sister at the church, but her sister did not show up. So Jackie ended up going to the spiritual church alone. She received a very accurate and detailed message from her father, and the medium finished the message saying, "One day you will stand where I stand." Jackie's sister has never attended a spiritual church, and Jackie believes very strongly that it was orchestrated by the spirit world to capture Jackie's interest. Jackie is an award holder of the Spiritual National Union and holds diplomas in both speaking, demonstrating, teaching, and education. She believes so passionately in the importance of good education and serves the Spiritual National Union as the chair of education, and she recently became an officiant of the SNU. If you want to learn more about the work Jackie is doing, you can find her profile and bio at the Arthur Findlay College under the tutor section. You can also get her new book, Pathway to Mediumship, through the through our site on Facebook, Inspired Living Radio, and also on Amazon and your other browsers. Just type in Pathway to Mediumship with Jackie Wright. Jackie, welcome to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim.
Hi, Mark. Hi, welcome. Kim. Good to be here with you again.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I love the book. It's a quick and easy read for those that are just questioning what is mediumship all about. And I think one of the things that first drew me to mediumship with my own tragedies was getting an understanding, just like you talk about in the book, Jackie, of wanting to connect with our loved ones. And I actually saw a quote that I thought was very, very important and ties to the show. And it said, I'm not sure who actually said it, but it says, "Those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day. Unseen, unheard, but always near, still loved, still missed, and very dear." So tell us about the book. Tell us about your background and everything about mediumship, and then we'll be going to our first break in just a few minutes here.
Okay, well, I'm not an author, so let's get that straight. But the students I've taught around the world, I would often tell them about my experiences as a student to let them see that I know where they're coming from with their fears and insecurities. And quite often I would tell them the humorous things that had happened to me. So they asked me to put it into a book, and that's how Pathways was conceived, by being bullied by my students in a very loving
way.
But it's meant to be humorous. It's meant to be lighthearted. But it's meant to show the students that, you know, we all have that insecurity. We all have that fear that what if we're not doing it right? What if we get this wrong? And that it's okay to get things wrong. You know, it's okay to be vulnerable. But also not to just believe somebody who has the title of teacher, because they might not always be teachers. So that's how it came about, really. The point of it was as well, and a lot of people have commented on this, I wanted the book to be, I suppose the word would be raw. I wanted it to be like me. I wanted it to have mistakes in it and to be flawed, because nothing is perfect. So I deliberately didn't get it edited or anything like that, because I just wanted it to be a part of me. And, you know, I'm flawed. I'm not the perfect article. A mediumship can never be the perfect article. So I didn't want the book to be either.
Well, and I think that's what we love about the book, and that's a great time to stop for our first break. We're going to return here in 2 minutes with our very special guest, Jackie Wright, a non-author of the author of Pathway to Mediumship. So stick around. We'll be back here on Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life, ones that make you smile, ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest, Jackie. Right, today we talk about a pathway to mediumship. So, Jackie, before we went to break, you were talking about, well, first of all, I want to say welcome to our show, because I remember when we had you on the first time, and when Mark said it was 3 years ago, I couldn't believe it, how much time has gone by.
Yeah. Too quickly.
It's very nice. Yeah, but it's very nice to have you back. Now, you were talking about something very important about why you chose not to edit your book, and you wanted it to just be you and not be in a state of perfection, because none of us are. But that raises a question of, why do you think there's so much pressure that mediums put on themselves to be perfect, to be flawless, to always strive for that yes in a reading? Because there, I don't know, that seems to be a common thread among us, that we, you know, there's this idea that we have to always be the best all the time.
You know, what I'm a big believer of, Kim, is that we are all imperfect. And mediums have this false truth that they have to hide their real self. And so students then and people who come for sit-ins put them on pedestals. So then the medium becomes more and more hard on themselves, if you like, to keep churning out perfection. And mediumship can never be perfect. It just can't be, because it has to flow through the vessel, which is the medium, and the medium is always imperfect, because as people we are. So we put a pressure on ourselves. A lot of the time it's because we understand the need of the person in front of us, and that need can be a great pressure on you, the medium, it's in private one-to-one sittings or in a demonstration. So I like to tell the students, I like to get the students back to being vulnerable. And to say to them, you know, you don't have to be perfect. It's okay not to be. But to say truthfully when the information isn't coming through as correctly as maybe you could do. We all have them days.
Mm-hmm. We sure do, don't we? Just, you know, I try and talk to people who say don't do this work. And it's not, you know, standard office type work where you can go in and get some work done and answer emails on any day and have it be at the same level every time, because it's just answering emails, writing documents, whatever it is the normal corporate world requires of us. This work is just so much different, isn't it? I mean, every time you step into it, it's a different experience.
And it's dependable on how we are as the vessel on that day. And, you know, we're still human, so we have times when life isn't great for us personally. So sometimes the energy that we are working with, our own energy, is depleted for lots of different reasons. But instead of us trying to strive through that, I think it's good that we can just hold our hands up and say, you know what, guys, today's not a good day, and I'm going to just leave things till another day. Because we have to acknowledge the human part of us that needs to be nurtured and cared for. We can't be on call 24/7.
You know, Jackie, one of the things that I think sometimes I find challenging here in the States is that, you know, I'll tell you one thing that really gets my nerves on edge, gets me nervous, when somebody says, oh, I want to book a mediumship session with you. And then they say, I just love the show, The Long Island Medium. And I've seen Tyler, the young boy who gives readings in Hollywood. these are shows that we have here in the States that have become quite popular on with mediums out there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if there's something that makes me nervous when somebody says they want to book a session with me and how much they love the Long Island medium followed, in the next breath, that makes me nervous because it just feels like the expectations are so great because of the way the media portrays, each session is in a state of perfection. You don't see the no's or the sessions that, the medium is off or not having a good day.
Right.
And I feel like here in the States, that sets an expectations, on the part of the sitter that's really high.
And that's the same here in Great Britain because we have our TV mediums as well. And so therefore the student sees an edited sit-in or an edited demonstration. They don't see, as you've just said quite rightly, the times when it isn't going well. And when people say to me, oh, I want to have a sit-in with you because I've seen Tony Stockwell on the TV or Sally Morgan on the TV, and I say, well, that's great, you've seen them, but don't expect my sit-in to be the same as theirs. And so I just tell them that, because like you've just said, on the TV, they only show you the good parts. They don't show you what's on the edited floor.
I like how
but
you said that.
But there's not a lot we
don't
can
expect
do about that.
Yes, but
I
really appreciate how you kind of set the tone up front. This is don't expect my sitting to be the same. And I guess as the medium, it is part of our the process to inform the sitter, too, of what is reasonable to expect.
Yeah. That's all we can do. I ask when I'm doing a private sitting, I'll always say to the person in front of me, have you had this done before? Do you understand that we can't guarantee who is going to come through? We can't guarantee how many will come through to speak to you. Just be open, but be truthful if you're not understanding the information. And sometimes I think what we don't do well enough as mediums is give our person in front of us, our sitter, we don't give them enough information about what they can expect and what they can't expect. So I always say to them, be honest with me. I can handle a no. So say no if it's a no, but be honest,
What, Jackie, what do you recommend for your students when they do get a no? Because, that can be a really tough thing to move through, navigate your way through as the medium. How do you suggest your students work their way through that?
We have a huge giggle over the word no. I have a very good friend who says that my name is Jackie Always Right. Now, I'm not always right at all.
But we
do have a giggle about that. Because, sometimes the no isn't no. So I say to my students, never ever listen to the sitter. If the sitter says no, turn your attention to the spirit world and see if that spirit contact is reacting to the no. Because if it's a no, it's for one of three reasons. The first and obvious is I'm wrong. As a medium, I've got it wrong. The second reason, the way I'm interpreting the information is wrong, so I need to look at my vocabulary. Or thirdly, and this is usually the most important, the sitter's memory is letting them down. I mean, as you heard in my bio, I was 6 when my dad died and 16 when my mum died. My memory of both now is very faded. And so sometimes we just have to work that little bit harder to get the sitter's memory back on track. But never listen to the sitter. Feel the reaction of the spirit world, because they will tell you whether that no is an accurate no or whether there's something else going on.
Ah, okay. Very good. I guess it takes some skill to be able to work through that on the spot like that with a client. But that's just part of the process, right?
But it's the same in a demonstration. You know, when I'm teaching platform mediumship, you know, you'll always get the person in the demonstration who will say yes to everything. I've got Father Christmas here. That's my dad. Oh, I've got the seven dwarves. They were his brothers. So I say to the student, you do not listen to the person in the demonstration. You feel the reaction of the voice with the spirit world. Because if they can recognize their loved one's voice, they will bring a reaction within you, the vessel, that says, that's the person I want to speak to. So you don't listen outwardly, you listen inwardly. So I don't particularly care whether the sitter or the demonstration audience is saying yes or no to me. I listen inwardly and I listen for the reaction. And that's what I teach my students to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you know, mediumship is a tough path to go on by yourself, learning it by yourself. And it is, and I've just noticed a difference with how much helpful it is to learn from, you know, an experienced medium like yourself, who's a tutor, who's teaching, who's got many years of experience. It makes the process so much more helpful. And I feel like mediumship is one of those areas that it makes a difference to have support. So with that said, we're going into our second break. And stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation with Jackie Wright and her book, Pathway to Mediumship.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Ohm Times Radio. We're going to head into the second half of our show with our very special guest, Arthur Findlay College tutor Jackie Wright, who is a well-respected medium and teacher from the northeast of England, and she works extensively all across Europe, Australia, Canada, America, Switzerland, Denmark. She is international. She's also a course organizer and tutor at the world-famous Arthur Findlay College. And Jackie, why we have you on the show is because you are known for your down-to-earth, no-nonsense approach to the discipline of trance and mental mediumship. And right before the break, Kim was talking about having the soul tribe, having people that you can learn from. So let's continue that conversation, the importance of development. And I know this word's going to come up every time I think of Jackie Wright, I think of the word discipline. but let's talk about the importance of development and foundational components of mediumship and why that's so important and vital for this work.
You know, people, when they hear the word discipline, go into fear. And I always joke and say that when I die on my headstone, it will say, "Here lies Jackie, she was disciplined." Because it is such a big part of my work that we are disciplined in our thoughts, disciplined in our actions, that we develop time to sit with spirit. Because what we think when we come into this work is that the spirit world has to do everything. The spirit world have to tell us everything. Well, you know, we have to make ourselves available for them to be able to adjust the energy to be with us, for them to learn how to blend with us. And if we don't offer them that space and time on a regular basis, then the vessel, which everything has to pass through from the spirit world, is never going to be right. So, yet the foundation for me, with every student I tell them this, and it's something I still do every day, is sitting for the spirit world, allowing them the opportunity not to give us information, just to blend with our energy and get to know us.
So when you say sitting for the spirit world, Jackie, let's go into a little bit more detail for our inspired listeners out there that may not know what that actually means. Because I know that the spirit world is always sitting for us, but a lot of us don't actually sit for the spirit world many times. So maybe just a little bit more insight to what that actually means. Maybe describe what sitting in the power, sitting for spirit, looks like and feels like.
Okay, so what do we know as a fact? We know that the auric field is the conduit, if you will, for the spirit world to pass all of its information through. So if the spirit world want to connect to you, Mark or Kim, they do so through the auric field. We know that as a fact. So therefore it stands to reason that we have to strengthen the auric field to make sure we've got a good vehicle for that information to come through. So we sit in the power. And the process of sitting in the power was actually a technique that was given to us by the spirit world. They actually asked through trance mediumship that teachers would teach students this. And it's on my CD, The Tower. I've got the track for sitting in the power on there. And it's basically about strengthening the auric field through your breath and making that auric field as powerful as possible. If we can go back a little bit, if you'll indulge me, to the 1800s, there was a guy called Franz Anton Mesmer. He was actually Austrian, but if you look on Wikipedia, it'll say he was German. He wasn't. He was Austrian. And he discovered, and these were his words, that there was within every auric field a natural magnetic fluid. Now, we now know it's not a fluid, but an energy. And if this was magnetized, so activated, it could help the person to connect to other worlds. He taught us that hundreds of years ago. And now we're just starting to understand what he means by it. So if we can get our energy field as powerful as possible, as magnetized as possible, then the spirit world have an easier route to blend with our mind, to be there with us. And that's where, when we get the most powerful evidence, rather than just the bitty disjointed evidence.
I love that. And if people, you know, a lot of times people come to me or I hear about the, you talked about discipline and the word fear and all of the things that we see in modern society, you know, whether it's a Hollywood film or, you know, when the spirit world touches us or we touch the spirit world in that blending that you're talking about, I get questions all the time that, you know, people want to talk about, does the spirit world want to possess me? Do they, are they here to hurt me? Are they still suffering? Are they okay? And I think it'd be good to talk about the etheric world and you know, the fear that is really not there from the spirit world. It's mostly what we don't understand or what goes unseen that leads us to this fear type of energy. But do you want to talk on that a little bit?
You know, Mark, I love Hollywood. I absolutely love Hollywood.
Oh, I do too.
My favorite pastime is watching the horror movies from Hollywood, but they serve no reality in the work that we do. Mm-hmm. The spirit world is a world of love, and people like to sensationalize it to be a place of hell and heaven at the same time, and it just isn't. So when we talk about protecting ourselves and the fear that world is going to possess us. First of all, it's a scientific impossibility. The spirit world cannot possess us. It just can't happen. But if our mind is of that ilk, if we are somebody who thinks in that way, well then, you know, your brain is a very powerful tool and your brain can make anything a reality it wants, but it's not the spirit world. So when we talk of things like that, our students say, what if, and what if this happens? Then I say to them, educate yourself, because what will replace fear is always knowledge. So learn as much as you can. When I was in my development, I say this in my book, my teacher used to put us through, you know, opening up the chakras, closing them down, locking the chakras, bolting them, making sure nothing could enter them. Putting protection in place. And that would take up 30 minutes of our development time before we'd even spoke to the spirit world. And all that did was create an element of fear. So we walked into our class already afraid. And in all of the years, Mark, that I've worked with the spirit world, I've never encountered a negative spirit. I've encountered a few still in the body, but never in the spirit world.
Yeah, and I that's why I wanted to bring up. I think it's important for our listeners to know that development through development, you gain that education that you're talking about, and that wisdom and that knowledge, which you know then dissipates that fear of working with the spirit world. I myself, you know, because I'm constantly developing and trying to get a better sense of how the spirit world works with us here in the physical world. And I only had one negative experience when I was very starting out in the very beginning, and I realized it was my own place of fear, my own consciousness kicking in.
Right.
And ever since, you know, that's what led me to the college, was to have a deeper understanding, because you and I both have the same pathway, which I think is one of the reasons I was first drawn to you, Jackie, back in 2012, was we both, through loss, started to ask that bigger question of what's after this? Why? How can we connect with our loved ones? You know, you with your parents, me with my brothers and the tragedies that took place there. Because I'll be honest with you, and for the listening audience out there, I started out as a critic, and I actually set out to try to disprove that this wasn't real. And here I am, you know, an ambassador for the spirit world, because it's as real as it gets. And connecting and touching the spirit world is literally just a thought away. And it's what do you do to develop and strengthen that connection of love that is the etheric world or the world of spirit.
And what I ask students to do, or inquirers, is be a scientist. Don't come in just gullible and wanting to take in everything. Mm-hmm. Be the scientist. Ask yourself, does this fit with my reason in mind? Because just like you, Mark, when I was told that I would one day stand on the rostrum or the platform, I actually called the medium an idiot. I said, you're an idiot. Because this, I was a Catholic. This was the furthest thing from my thinking.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you walk out?
I absolutely did. I demanded they unlock the door and let me out or else, you know. But here we go, all these years later. But I say to students, don't believe something because I'm telling you it or somebody else's. Be the scientist. Keep asking yourself how, why, what. And peel off them layers until you, as the individual, discover your own truth. You know, spiritualism was built on a platform of free thinkers. It was built by people who were willing to push the boundaries and find their own truth. We don't have that so much today. So I say to the students, find your truth. And whatever that truth is, if it's your truth and if it sits with you, then power forward with it.
Yeah, and I love that. And I love in the book, too, because you talk about that story of walking out when somebody tells you that you're going to be standing up on a bigger stage or platform. I'm right there with you. I feel like I'm always going to get sick every time I do an event, including the one that's coming up this weekend. But I love what you said in the book when it said, this is the beginning of your journey into mediumship, a journey that would transform your life in a way that no one, least of all you, would ever imagine. And I think for those of us that are on this path to understand mediumship through feeling the spirit world, through the science of what the spirit world is for us, I think it does transform us. And it's not anything I imagined for my path, and let alone being on a radio show talking to you here about mediumship all these years later. But we're going to get ready to go into our final break here on Inspired Living Radio. And again, Jackie, just want to thank you for being on the show. Lots of fun. We'll come back in the last section of the show and talk about some core developments for mediumship. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Inspired Living Radio with Mark Kim. Stick around.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Jackie Wright, calling all the way from the UK to join us today and talk about mediumship and also her book, Pathway to Mediumship. So, Jackie, share with our listeners and students of mediumship that are listening, what are some of the core development practices of mediumship or the mechanics of mediumship? I know we talked about the importance of sitting in the power, and I believe you said you've got a CD on your website that students can listen to help them with that. But what are some of the other things that are important to know?
Okay, So that's right. The first thing every student has to learn is the discipline of sitting in the power. That's the fundamental. You have to be, I believe, to be a good medium, you have to be somebody who's very inquisitive. So you've got to want to know about people's lives. And I always say to students, whether you've got a group or you haven't got a group, sit in a cafe, go to Costa Coffee or Starbucks or somewhere, and observe people. Watch how they move, watch how they hold their bags or their coats. Because when you notice those little things with people, you'll start to recognize them more with the spirit world. So that's a big part, I believe, is to be inquisitive. And observe, be observant is probably a better word. The sitting in the power, I just want to come back to something that Mark said earlier before the break about it transforming our lives. You know, I'm a little bit of a controversial teacher, and I'll explain why in just a second. But if you think that everything the spirit world is going to give you is going to pass through your senses, so the stronger you can make your senses, the better the information will be. And you will hear tutors talk about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, clairgustience, clairfractience, and all the other clairs that you can think of. And truthfully, I don't believe any of them exist. I believe the only clair that truly exists is clairsentience. And what I believe happens is the spirit world connect to us through our feelings, and then our brain has to make sense of that feeling and we'll change it to an auditory or a visual depending on how we are as people. So when I have students who will say to me, can you make me clairaudient or can you make me clairvoyant? And I'll say to them, but you already are. You're already that through your clairsentience. But students are that busy wanting to look outside of themselves for their mediumship instead of paying attention to what's within them, that they miss these subtleties and these parts of their mediumship. Because I believe that the only thing that the spirit world can communicate with is feeling.
Interesting. That is a different approach.
And I do many exercises with the students because, again, I'll say to them, I don't want you to believe me. Let's put it to the test. Mm-hmm. And we do exercises. And I'll say to them, so where is that voice you're hearing coming from? Where are you actually hearing it? And 99.9% of the time, they're hearing it through their emotion, through their feeling. But the brain has transferred it to the auditory.
And Jackie, what would you say some of the biggest, maybe mistakes that students make on their development with mediumship?
The biggest one is what I've just said, is them paying attention to what's going on outside of themselves. You know, a lot of students think that the spirit world are going to stand at their side and go, hi, I'm Mum, and I want you to tell my daughter over there that this has happened or that's happened. And so they're looking outside of themselves for the information. And so the thing that I try to instill in the student is you've got to pay attention to what's going on with your own self. How are you holding your hands? What's happening with your body? What are those feelings that are coming through you now? And not look outside. I had a lovely American lady in my group at the college last week, and she kept saying to me, but I'm not hearing it over there, I'm feeling it within me. And I'm saying, well, that's right, that's mediumship. Really? Mm-hmm. And by the end of the week, when I'd managed to get her to focus inward and not outward, the information she was receiving was brilliant. But it was just that little thing of saying to her, it's all going to happen within you. It's not going to happen outside of you. And she just couldn't fathom that at the beginning of the week. So it took a long time to instill that in her. And I'll say to students, you know, because a lot of students will say, I don't have a group. I don't have a development circle. Okay, well, you don't really need one. Ask friends if you can have photographs of their loved ones and try and link into the photograph and get the information that way. You know, ask friends to bring friends round and have a girl night in or a guy's night in where you do sit-ins for each other. And you can do it that way without you having to have a dedicated group. Yes, of course, it's better if you do. But it's not necessary. If one's not available, improvise.
Yeah, you kind of have to work with what it is you have. That's actually being new to Virginia. I've kind of trying to work through the same thing. I don't exactly have a development group out here versus where I came from in LA, where there's all kinds of development groups. So you any time in life, you have to work with what it is you have, right?
And our pioneers didn't have groups in the beginning. All they had was a candlelight or a, you know, an open fire where they would watch the images within the flame. So the spirit world will find their way through if you are there for them. But it's where your focus is and your attention is. And if your mind is, and I'm sorry, here's that word again, if your mind is undisciplined and you've got 100 thoughts going through your head, then you're never going to be aware of the spirit world. So it's sitting for them. It's saying, look, okay, I'm here now. This is your time. And use
yes.
it as you will.
Yes. What would you say, Jackie, makes your book different than other mediumship books?
Probably the honesty within it. And I'm not saying other mediums books are not honest, but I did, for what I said to Mark earlier, I didn't want anybody editing it or proofreading it or changing the language within it to make it more acceptable. I wanted it to be me, and I wanted it to be an insight into my vulnerability as a student and how, you know, I hung on to every word my teacher told me, no matter how stupid that was, and the story of throwing my third eye over my head and things like this. I did it because I believed in the teacher. So I believe what makes it different is I haven't tried to make anything fit. I've just left it open and vulnerable and said, you know, I was once stupid as a student and did silly things.
So you'll by other people being able to see, it'll just help them move them further along rather than getting caught up or spending too much time in areas that maybe aren't going to be so productive by being able to learn through what it is you've
Absolutely.
Experienced. That's great.
But also to say to them, you know, being vulnerable is an asset. It's not a something to hold you back, because when we are vulnerable, we give other people permission to be vulnerable too. So when I say to students, you know, I did all these kinds of things in my development, I'm saying to them, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not do things right, because it's through doing them wrong you'll find the right way.
But, you know, it certainly is helpful, Jackie. I know just as a student myself, just to learn from the teacher's experiences, because I remember in a workshop that I had taken with Paul Jacobs, and he said, what I've just shared with you took me 5 years to learn. And while I certainly learning is experiencing hands-on, and that's a very important part of learning. I do believe that it can be so very helpful in these workshops and classes and working with teachers like yourself to learn from all the knowledge that you have too. It can help you move through much faster. That's my experience. How about you, Mark?
Oh yeah.
But you know, the spirit world don't give us as teachers these experiences to hold on to them. We are meant to share them with others. We are meant to be part of that evolved an evolution of mediumship by sharing knowledge. And one of the things you said earlier, Kim, about it not having people on the pathway, this can be a very, very lonely path. It really can. Because people become afraid to share things with other people. And they become afraid to be vulnerable. So therefore, we become more and more insular. And so I think that's sad. I really do. Because the spirit world only gives us information so that it can be given to others. It's not given to be held on to.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Very much so. Very much so. And Jackie, I just want to make sure that our listeners know how they can find you, and if they're interested, if you want to share your website with our listeners and what resources are on there for them to learn from, like their CDs, etc., where they can find your book. Oh, goodness gracious. That's the end of our show. You can find Jackie's book on Amazon, and we also have that on our Facebook as well. Jackie Wright's website, you can also find as well, and you can buy her CDs and all that she has to offer there to see your upcoming list of events and classes. And we just want to thank you, Jackie, for being with us today.
Thanks, Jackie. I'll see you at the college next year. Thanks for being on Inspired Living Radio.
Bye now.
Bye. Cheers.